hopefully, all right. So here's another, the final example I think I want to do, which shows you some of the capabilities you can do. Namely, suppose you want to write an image file like this. This particular persuasion foil is stored on disk with a particular height and width. Now, when I'm displaying it on this SGI, I want to make it larger than the default value because this has high resolution. When I want to display it on a PC, 800 by 600 screen, I want to make it smaller. So the way I do that is that I have in the HTML page that's downloaded here, this line, effectively this line here, it says the image tag width equals a JavaScript variable called image width, which here is called image width. In this example here, I just defined image width to be 600, which is pixels at the top there, but actually in this Web Wisdom system, image width is read in from a file or printed, entered in by the user, so you can dynamically change, in this case here, the size of the image, so you can adjust your presentation to the screen of choice. So that's a typical example of JavaScript. You can produce parameterized HTML, which can be on the fly. Parameterized, they can be computed, although this doesn't do it. Actually, I realized yesterday what it should do is it knows the size of the screen. It should actually optimize there. It could do some optimization. Next file. All right, so let's start.